Self-esteem is an active concept that can be boosted. Who you are is not fixed. You have control levers in your mind to shift your self-esteem. At this stage of your life, don't fool yourself. At this stage, what do you want to get better at? Some of you measure yourself so unbelievably unfairly that your measurement of yourself is based on impossible, unfair goals.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week, we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. I'm going to jump to a little bit of the conclusion that I've learned now. I've coached people full-time in my life and career for 17 years. Full-time, at least 3 individual clients every single week. 3 million-plus clients have taken my online courses on personal development. Over 1 billion video views and quote card views out there, 104 day life transformational events. And I can tell you the simplest and the most straightforward thing is whether or not you answer what I call the thunderous question. The thunderous question. Now, don't worry, I have a lot of things to teach you, because some of you won't like that I'm gonna start with this one. And that's okay, because I had the marching band today. I can just jump right in. I can tell how you feel about yourself as an adult. Now, we have a lot to cover where your life, your experience, your childhood, that might all lead to exactly how you're feeling right now. There's no question about that. But once we get into an active adulthood, when we start taking responsibility for who we are, how we feel, how we show up, and we'll talk about all these concepts today, the thunderous question is so elegant. I can tell how someone genuinely feels about their life on an ongoing basis as an adult with what I call the thunderous question. Am I getting better at life? Am I getting better at life? This has a lot to do with how you feel about yourself. If you hated yourself last Monday, yes, we can go back to your childhood when you were 5 years old. No question. We could dig that up. We could also dig up years 15, years 20, and every time somebody treated you really poorly. We can absolutely do that, and that's very valuable. If you've ever been at any part of what we do at Growth Day, we always teach the incredible value of working with a therapist or working with a licensed professional or working with a coach or working with somebody who has expertise in anything you're struggling with. And if you struggle with your self-concept or self-identity, if you hate yourself, if you've been through trauma year after year after year, please make sure you get a therapist. Can I get an amen on a weekday, ladies and gentlemen? It's like, that's important. And an operational level, every day, when you're active in your adulthood, you want to know, am I getting better? Because who's ever been really down? You've been in a bad place, maybe you've been in a hospital with a terrible medical situation, and you know what? Life felt terrible, and you felt terrible about yourself. And then one day, you woke up and just felt a little better, and that little better was a life-changing better. Anyone ever had that? Like, you're injured. And then you're a little better. That little better feels like 10 times better. But overall, I think over a period of time, whether or not you feel like you're getting better at life. Listen, when you're starting out parenting, it sucks. If you get a little better at it, you feel better about yourself. When you start speaking on stages, you're completely terrified, likely to throw up or poop yourself backstage and never tell anybody. You go to the bathroom 17 times just to check if you have to pee. Do I have to pee? I don't know. I'm in the bathroom. Do you have to? I don't know. I think I should, right? I got to be up there for a little while. You just have all these little things that you start doing. And the question is, over a period of time, are you getting better? Because if you feel like you're getting better, stronger, faster, more capable, more caring, more kind, more connected with the people you love, more healthy, I can guarantee your self-concept goes up. Academic literature validates over and over. So much what people just need is a little bit of progress in the betterment of what they're doing. It doesn't have to be crazy big. But if in general they feel, to use another language, if they feel like they're growing, things shift. One area of self-esteem is called self-efficacy. And Albert Bandura really drove this home through academic literature for decades. The idea that self-efficacy is that shift where we feel like we are capable to handle the challenges of life. And more importantly, we're capable to do a given task. I have confidence if I know I can do that thing, or I believe in my ability to do the thing. So whether I've done it before or I believe I can, do the thing is called self-efficacy. And if I believe I can do that thing, I feel better about myself, I feel better about the task, I feel better about my ability to complete the task. We all know that. But there's a shift there when we start looking at our life more like we do in self-improvement, like we do in Growth Day, holistically. And we create routines in our life to ask the thunderous question, am I getting better? This requires the most simple and elegant thing in all human consciousness. Do you have a list? Are you tracking it? Can you even tell if you improve? One reason adults who are 40 years old still have the same sense of self, same sense of value or worth or perceived value or love, when they feel it at age 40, and it's exactly the same as it was at 20, isn't it true they had life experiences? I mean, there's 20 years, but they still feel exactly the same?
They had 20 years of wins, of surviving, of trying, and they still feel like the 20-year-old self, not the 40-year-old self. They value themselves at 40 no more than they did at 20. And worse, some people value themselves less as they age, even though they've been through all that stuff. Everyone raise your right hand and say, I've been through enough. I've been through enough. If you don't care about yourself now, what else do you need to go through? If you don't like yourself now, what else do you have to survive, for Pete's sake? It drives me wild. People, I hate myself. Why? Tell me about your life. You hear about your life and you're like, that's pretty amazing. You survived a lot of challenges and crises. Maybe you had kids. Maybe you fell in love. Maybe you did like a job once. Sounds like it's going kind of good. I don't know, Brandon, I don't like myself. If you don't like yourself, can I ask you a question? Have you been measuring yourself? And what have your measures been? And would you give those measures to a 20-year-old who's not you? Because sometimes that question, am I bettering myself, is hard, because that means you have to measure yourself. And then some of you measure yourself so unbelievably unfairly with the most obscene expectations that your measurement of yourself is based on impossible or ridiculous or unfair goals. And so you went from maybe 20 feeling good to 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 feeling worse because you didn't measure anything along the way and go, I am getting a little better. As we talk about in Ultra all the time, you didn't integrate your wins. You had wins. You didn't integrate the win, the success, the progress, into your self-concept. Your self-concept stopped at a trauma. Your self-concept stopped at a bad day. Your self-concept stopped at a certain income level. Your self-concept stopped at a business level. Your self-concept stopped at a divorce. And you had all these wins. Successes. Wins. Successes. Survive. Things are good. But none of them went. It never got in there. Never got in there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put it in. Let's put a little bit in. Let's put some goodness in there. Everyone say with me, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I go in strength.
I go in strength.
Yeah, you got to start putting that in. You don't feel stronger because you ain't put nothing in there. You haven't noticed the progress. You haven't taken in the joy. You didn't measure it. This is why in growth, they were like, measure your habits every week. Great. Give yourself a score every week. Great. Watch. See how you can improve. And then people say, but Brendan, what if they have a bad week? I'm like, welcome to life. Well, Brendan, you're just selling hope. I like hope. You're telling anyone they can succeed. Yeah. Sounds about right. It's hard to attack me when I'm just saying, you got potential, babe. It's hard to attack me when I've seen people like you, day after day, year after year, for 2 decades of my adult life, watch them transform and shift and become more. Just because you've had limited exposure to your own potential, don't pretend that's market reality and people don't shift and change and activate their free will, ladies and gentlemen. If you only knew what was in here, but you think you need new to be in here. If you only knew what was in here, but you think you need a new thing. Well, I need a new level of income. I need a new team. I need a new car. I need a new relationship. It's like, you didn't even count the last 20 years. If you were subtly aware of what you have been through, subtly, if you were subtly tuned in with how much you have achieved, if you were subtly tuned in with how much God gave you, if you were subtly tuned in with the actual opportunities of a global marketplace, you would wake up in full We wouldn't have to fill the tank. The tank and the cuppeth would be overflowing. Can I get an amen on a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen? Completely different. Completely different. Now, I know, don't worry for all my friends. You gotta understand, doing what I do as a high performance coach, all the academics love my stuff. We got psychologists and sociologists and human behavior experts. They watch every word I say and they're like, you're mixing things up. I'm like, hey, life's a salad. Let's throw in some spinach here, a little bit of kale there. It's all okay. We're all gonna survive. For today's topic, I think it's important to understand. It's time that we're okay and actively asking, am I getting better? It's okay. If you're in addiction recovery, it's okay to ask, am I getting better? If you're playing a sport, it's okay to ask, am I getting better? If you're a husband and you've been a jerk to your wife, it's okay to ask at night, can I get better at this? If you're struggling as a leader to communicate and you keep saying, well, it's just not my style, it's okay to ask, can you get better? Because people are counting on you, and the world cannot keep defaulting to people's resolutions not to change. If we keep doing that, oh, we got to change, nothing can change, we got to go backwards, we're not going to shift into the potential of the world. Am I getting better at life? It's a thunderous question. Because I see, it to me, it's one of those elegant questions in coaching you can't run from. Are you getting better? Because you know. So I wouldn't be a proper personal development person if I didn't start the day with, what do you want to get better at? What do you personally, at this stage of your life, don't fool yourself, at this stage, not your 20 or 30 or 40 year old self, you now, here, today, what do you want to get better at? We're going to talk about this later. What do you want to get better at? And don't fear that question. Be proud of that question. I love that I want to get better at being patient. Me, personally, I'm giving you a metaphor. being patient has been on my personal and professional goals for, I think, over 20 years. Every month I set personal and professional goals. You should too. That's why we're here on the first day of every month. So we can think, what do we want to get better at together? Is this cool? Yeah. What do we want to get better at? And if that list scares you, or you don't have a list, we got a problem. Because if you don't have a list right there, I promise you, life will start feeling mundane. And you will start feeling like you're sliding into nothingness over a period of time. Human beings are goal-directed animals. We are. We're built that way. Even sociologically, we are driven to connect and to improve relationships over time. In every measure of the human experience, from evolutionary psychology to archaeology to economics, we understand how much we want to connect and we want to get better. Don't fear it. Measure it. Don't fear it. Measure it. When it's on that paper, when it's on that board, when you look at it in growth day, you're like, okay, great, something to show up for, something to grow into. Because if we take out your impulse to grow, you know what's left is misery. It won't feel like it at first. At first, it feels like a nice vacation. At first, you're like, hey, this is pretty nice. I got nothing to do. But every friend I've ever met who retires or has their big day or does whatever, and they don't continue growing, it catches. One day, they're on the 9th fairway, on the 3rd daiquiri, and they look around, they're like, what the hell am I doing? So at some point, we all need this list to get better at. And I promise, if you face it, not fear it, I have so much to improve in my life, so much. I can be such a better husband. I can be such a better speaker. I can be such a better leader. I can be such a better person who's healthier. I can be such a better caregiver. And I can be better to myself. Raise your hand if you get this one. Because that's better too. Getting better at life is learning to treat yourself better. It's learning to treat others better. That's better at life. Because if you still treat your spouse the same as you did in year 5 and you're in 15, you got a hurt situation coming on. If you don't grow in the relationship decays. We all know that. So this stuff is important. The betterment of who we are and how we treat people I think our society is lax on now. Everyone's fine. We should love everybody. I'm like, absolutely. Everyone can be fine. But in personal development and in high performance work, if I work with an athlete and they're just fine, F-I-N-E, that's a four-letter word, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever sit down with a friend? How you doing? She's like, I'm fine. And like, this is gonna be, we'll take the whole bottle. This is gonna be a whole long lunch situation. If she's just fine, you know the trouble is coming. You know you're about to hear the stuff. Because we're not built to be fine. We're not. There's something more. There's a higher consciousness to tap in, a better flow, a better sense of life and energy. I know you all know that. I'm preaching to choir sometimes, but who's already found a little bit of a list of something you can better in your life? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, turn to the person left, right, shake them and say, you can get better. Oh, we got new people. No, turn to the person left, right, grab their shoulders, shake them, say, you can get better.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. .com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.